Breadbox Media Programming is brought to you by...
We've got good news. The world is open again, and people like you, people of faith, are traveling to Catholic sites around the world. Want to travel with exceptional Catholic leaders this fall, next year, or in the future? Are you looking to see specific sites, celebrate traditional Latin Mass, or travel to destinations without vaccine requirements? We are here to help you deepen your faith on pilgrimage. Give us a call at 1-800-842-4842 or visit us online at selectinternationaltours.com. Select International Tours is your pilgrimage company, and we have the perfect Catholic trip for you.
Are you looking to serve God and society? Consider putting your gifts to work as a lawyer. Ave Maria School of Law has been educating faith-filled lawyers for over 20 years. Ave Maria School of Law is committed to training lawyers to use law appropriately around the moral issues of our time. Visit avemarialaw.edu to learn more about integrating your faith with a law degree.
Welcome to the Marketing God Podcast, where we provide insights and knowledge to assist you in reaching and engaging with more people. Together, as we apply marketing insights to your good work, we hope to help more people know you, turn to you, and through you ultimately become loyal to God. This is week number 5, and the week's topic is Marketing Strategy Overview. Today, our focus is It Starts with Availability and works with truth number 35 in the book Marketing God. Here is your marketing strategist, author, and guide on this journey, Donna A. Heckler.
Hello, everyone. Our topic for today is It Starts with Availability. And this comes from Truth 35 in the book Marketing God. And the title of that truth is Nothing Happens Until You Are Available. There is a very basic point in marketing that is all too often missed. And that is that nothing can happen until you are available. That means there can be no sales, there are no services being provided, there's no community being built until you are available to others. This seems so basic, but it is so easily forgotten. So our focus today is going to be on this topic of availability. Before we dig into it, let's start with our Bible verse. It's one of my favorites. It's a verse from Isaiah 6, verse 8, and it reads like this. And I heard the voice of the Lord saying, Whom shall I send? Who will go for us? Then I said, Here I am, send me. I do love this verse. I have to say that I say it all the time to myself, to God. I'm saying, Please send me. And I wonder, do you say this verse as well? When we are saying this verse, when we are saying, Here I am, send me, we are saying that we are available to God, that we are here, we are ready, and we are willing to do His will. Being available is foundational to everything we do, especially in marketing. In the very, very first podcast, week one, day one, we spoke of loyalty. And that what we are doing in Marketing God is trying to help people down the path to loyalty, not just to your parish or ministry, but importantly, loyalty to God. What's key here is that there is a distinct path to loyalty, and everybody walks it. It doesn't matter what somebody manufactures, if it's a product they produce or a service they offer, in order to get anybody to become loyal, there are particular steps that everybody must take. And those steps happen in sequence. And the very first step is availability. You can have all sorts of amazing marketing, but if you are not available, the marketing does not matter. So what do we mean by available? Well, let me share a little bit from corporate. In corporate, sometimes instead of using the word available, we might say distribution. So if I say that, you know that I'm slipping into corporate speak for a second. Distribution reflects the idea of getting a product distributed out of a warehouse and onto a store's shelves. after products are distributed, that is when they are available to the general public. They are on a shelf and you can go into the store and purchase them. So that's why we often incorporate link distribution with availability. But for us in the faith-based space, what does availability look like? Availability for a ministry might mean that you are now providing your service, that the volunteers are now meeting, that people have access to the services that you provide. Availability for a parish might mean that your church doors are open, that people can now attend, they can participate in the sacraments, they can be part of the faith-filled community. Availability for a school might mean that it's open, the teachers and the students are in the classroom, they are learning, they are connecting, they are growing. From a marketing perspective, availability must be first. If you are not available, if you are not open to someone, no amount of marketing will allow them to connect and use you, to use your services, to attend your parish. That is why we say availability is foundational to everything else you do. Now wait, you may say, Donna, what about these pre-launches we hear about where something's coming soon? Yes, that does happen. Authors and publishers especially will announce that a book is coming. It's not quite available yet, you may say, but they're marketing it all the same. Well, that's very true. But it's a particular case in point because usually there is a very clear and set date of when the product or service will be available. So they are marketing in advance of the availability date. The marketing is occurring to generate enthusiasm for the day that the product or service will be available. The kicker is you must keep that date. You do not want to do some sort of pre-launch marketing work if you cannot honor the date that you were setting forth. You can never say a date and then miss it. The problem with that is then people will lose trust in you. They won't turn to you again. And as you spend so much time and energy building up your promise and communicating that promise, the last thing you want to do is lose trust because you've missed the date. If you can say with complete confidence when the item will be available, you know there will not be any shipping delays, for example, then you can announce in advance of the availability. But notice how still availability is at the core. It is still foundational to everything you're marketing. You know, I usually like to share examples. Today, I thought what we would do is consider COVID. There were many issues with COVID, as we know. From a church and a ministry perspective, I want to reflect on how COVID took away availability. People could no longer attend church or ministries for a rather long period of time. So many parishes and ministries have reached out to me asking, how can we re-engage post-COVID? What do we do? A very critical part of re-engaging is being clear on your availability. What is open? When are things open? How often are things open? Because of COVID, so many things closed down and they started reopening depending on where people were at different times in different ways. So another result of not being available is that as things become available again, there is so much confusion out there, sometimes simply because of where someone was located. An easy example in the United States is the state of Florida versus the state of New York. Parishes opened in very different ways in those two locations. They each had their own path in those states, in those dioceses, on how they were going to reopen and when they could reopen, when they were going to be available again. Understand that that was a very important way of managing the parishes and the dioceses, given what was going on in those particular locations. However, all the different levels of availability does cause confusion. So as you're trying to re-engage and re-invite people back to your parish or your ministry, you have to consider not just when are you available, But also, what type of confusion might people be dealing with as they think about your availability? So again, let's turn to that Bible verse. Here I am. Send me. We are saying that we are available to God. Think about that now for your parish, your ministry. Is it available? Is it open? Are you able to offer the goods and services that you were designed to provide? Do people understand that? This is a time as we emerge from what went on with COVID to re-engage and to let people know that you are available, when you're available, and how you're available. Because that is the first step on the path to helping people become loyal to God. As you reflect on this podcast, ask yourself, what does availability look like for you? Has that changed as a result of COVID? Are you able to clearly state that your parish or services are available again? Can you clearly state when they will be available again? That is it for today, folks. I look forward to seeing you again at our next podcast.
We thank you for being here and are glad you listened in today. Please be sure to like, follow, and subscribe to the Marketing God Podcast. And don't forget to look for the worksheet for today's topic in the podcast link. Also, please let us know what you think by sending us comments. If you are looking for even more insights, we invite you to join the Marketing God Facebook group that is designed so we can share additional tools, insights, and ideas with each other. If you would like to purchase the acclaimed book, Marketing God, you will find it online at your favorite Catholic bookstore or for larger quantities through the publisher OSV.